This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, November 21st. Whitefield City Council on Tuesday will hear a request from the owners of 154 Calder Street that the city acquire that property as part of the Madison Street Park. The property could be converted into a retention pond for flood water, according to a presentation the family plans to give to the board. The property was a former home of a skating rink and restaurant that were demolished by the city more than a decade ago. The entire area regularly floods and cannot easily be redeveloped. The board will also hear from DOT engineer Barry Galinsky on the possibility of removing the stoplight at Commerce and Madison Streets in downtown. Southeastern Community College will receive $4.9 million courtesy of the reopening of the federal government. Senator Tom Tillis secured the funding as part of the continuing budget bill. The funding will allow the college to further improve and expand its growing commercial truck driving training curriculum. Look for more on this story on our website. A Fair Bluff man has been charged after he allegedly threatened deputies with a hammer. Nicholas LaValle was arrested after a domestic dispute on Lakeside Drive Tuesday. The report said LaValle initially refused to drop the hammer when he was confronted by deputies. He finally tossed it in a wooded area and no one was hurt. He was in possession of a metal pipe containing drug residue when he was arrested. LaValle is charged with resisting an officer in possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000 secured. A bus driver sustained minor injuries after a collision with a truck in Nakano on Wednesday. The bus was empty at the time. The driver of the work truck got out before his vehicle caught fire. The Highway Patrol is investigating. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, and county school board and other offices begins December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of the open offices on our website. Columbus County municipalities will receive more than $538,000 in Powell Bill funds with the second installment of the state road money for this year. Powell Bill money is based on state-maintained mileage in municipalities plus the population. Donations are still needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution tomorrow. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute, call 910-641-7017. The Boys and Girls Home will host the Thankful Christmas Concert and Nativity Show Saturday at Lake Waccamaw from 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as some for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. The town of Sandyfield will host a community health fair Saturday from 10 until 3 at Town Hall. There'll be free resources, free health screenings, and prizes. Sandyfield Town Hall is located at 1795 Woodyard Road. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will be hosting its turkey shoot through November 26th at the firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting November 28th at the park. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.